Okay, this is Parakhas and Hilchos Bias Mikdash. We're almost bringing Bias Mikdash to an end. There's only a parak after this, but we'll just focus on this parak today. What makes this a little bit challenging is the Rambam is going to go through 90 mumim that, if any of them are found in a Kohen, disqualify him for service in the temple. So while the parak doesn't have a lot of halachas in it, we have to go through all these specific examples. Okay, so I'll do my best to explain them. So, Halacha alef kol mumim yuchadim ba'adam tishim. Now remember, in the last parak, the Rambam discussed blemishes that exist in the Kohen, but they're universal blemishes, meaning they can be found in people and in animals. Here, these are the 90 that are exclusively found in people. You will not find this in animals. Zeo pratam. Shona barosh ve'ilahin. So first we'll start with the head. So eight of the head, and these are basically skeletal deformations. Misha emsa kakado shokei lamata kamosh dachav yado. So someone who the center of his forehead is pressed down. Where the center of your head is up. If you remember the movie Coneheads, that's the kind of appearance of that. Misha pas rosha yotze kenega pana kama makeves. So one who has the sides of his head come forward like a hammer. Misha rosha yotze machorav kenega arpo. Someone whose head extends out too far forward past his neck. Misha rosha racha of yotze mikana mikana shtinta rosha al savaro kama rosha lefes alin shalo. So someone who's basically head is really, really, really big, and it kind of sits on his shoulders, on his shoulder area, like a big lump. Hakerach, she'im b'chol rosho se'ar kol ikar. Someone who's completely bald, and there's no hair found in his head whatsoever. However, v'yim yesh bo shita shal se'ar mukepes ma'chora ozozen kasher. But if he has a row of hair along the back of his head from ear to ear, he's kasher. Misha se'ar mekif me'ozozen lefana bilvad. Someone whose hair goes from ear to ear on the front of his head, Ushar Rosh Kerach, who, but the rest of his head is bald, Arehu Pasel, he's Pasel. Misha Shahaya Seir Shalo, Meki of his color, Rosh Shalom Milafana Macharov, Vein Sham Seir Bemsa, Gamze Kerach, Pasel. Or also someone who has hair that goes around his entire head, front and back, but he's got no hair on the top of his head, is also considered bald and therefore would be Pasel from serving the Mikdash. Lachabez. Shnayim b'tzavar ve'elahim. So there are two that involve the neck. Number one, misha tzavar shokeh harbe ashenimsa rosh akilu hu munach haksefav. Someone whose neck is so basically sinks down into his chest area to the point where it looks like his head is literally sitting on his shoulders. Or misha tzavar arach harbe ashenira kishama bank sefav. Or someone whose neck is so long that it appears like it's not connected to his shoulders anymore. Vachagimel. Arba ba'ozen ve'elahim. So there's four in the ears. Mishishtei oznav katnos harbe, someone who has very tiny ears. Mishishtei oznav nefuchos domos esfog, someone whose ears are very swollen like a sponge. Misha oznav medudal eslamata, someone whose ears hang very low. And finally, misha achas oznav meshuna mechavreta mar, someone who has two ears, one that looks completely different than the other. Lagadal, kamisha bagvinim elohim. So there are five that apply to the eyebrows. Number one, misha in lo seir bagvinav ugeven ha'amor b'torah. So someone, or gibein, ha'amar b'Torah, someone who has no hair at all on his eyebrows, that's a gibein that's listed in the Torah. So remember, the Torah does list examples. Misha gvinav shofen, someone whose eyebrows hang very, very low. Misha eno ela gaven echad, someone who has only one eyebrow. Misha esho gavin in yesh al-shayim, someone who has more than two eyebrows. Misha echa megvinav mishuna mechavero, all right, someone whose one eyebrow looks completely different than the other one. Bein she'aro she'aro she'aruch, v'sa'ar she'zakatzer, bein she'aro she'efad shachar, v'sa'ar she'ni lavan. So it could be a difference in size, it could be a difference in color, or adam. As long as they look different, again, it could either be in size or it could be in color. Areza puzzle. That makes the Kohen puzzle. Okay. So there are four that apply to the eyelids. Number one, Misha Ein Lo Seir Klal Berizena, someone who has no eyelids, no hair eyelids. Excuse me, no eyelids, meaning there's no hair at all on the eyelids. Number two, Misha Seir Vise Einav Ruva Muva Harbe, someone who has very thick hair on his eyelids. Misha Seir Echad Merise Ina Mishuna Mishar Ris Acher Kagon She'echad Shachav Echad Lavon She'echad No Shev Shein Uva. Someone who has an eyelid where the hair is different on one eyelid than the other one, like one is black and one is white, or one is thin and one is narrow, one is thick and one is thin. Misha Afapav Seguros Naat Veina Niftachos Harbek Sharkal Adam. Or someone whose eyelids close ever so slightly and he can't open up his eyelids normally like other people. Okay, Lachavav. Achadas Rabbein Naim Elohim. There are 11 that apply to the eyes. Number one, Misha Yishtei Ein Av Namalam In Makam Roilahem Krovos Mipidachto. So someone whose eyes are positioned too high, what do you call it? Very, very close to his forehead. Misha Yishtei Ein Av Namate Makam Roilahem, someone whose eyes are positioned lower than they're supposed to be. Misha Yishtei Ein Av Agulos Ein Av Nimshachos Baruch Ma'at Misharnayim. someone whose eyes appear completely round and don't have that like kind of oval shape. Nishin of Muzaros and Yotos Kaini Hanemer, the Kamisha who mistaka of Ashikoas Kaz Harbor. Someone whose eyes bulge out, like someone who looks, for instance, very, very angry, or the eyes of a tiger. Mishin of Gdolos Harbek Kishel Ega. Someone whose eyes are very large, like a calf. Mishin of Katos Kishel Avos. Someone who has very tiny eyes, like a duck. Misha Dim of Zulufos Tamid. Someone whose eyes are constantly tearing. Misha Lachluchis Nimshachas Rosh Eno Kmeneged Achotem Omizanav Eno Mitzad Tzav. Someone who has basically not that he's necessarily tearing up, but that there's always fluid that drips out, let's say, by the tear duct down by his nose. Misha Mekabetz Risa Inav Otsman Ma'at Peshah Shiroa Or, someone who, when he goes outside, he has to squint his eyelids, his eyes shut because the light bothers him. Ovishah Shirota Dakaria, or someone has to squint when they read. Someone's farsighted. Misha Re'ias Inav Mureves, someone who is cross-eyed. Ashiroa Sacheder Vesaliyah Gachas. And then when he sees two stories in a building, he sees them as one. How would you know this? When you speak to this person, he looks like he's not really looking at you, but looking at someone else. Someone who has one eye different than the other, whether it's in a different spot than the other eye or in a different appearance. Like, for instance, one is black and one is of a different color, mixed. One is small, one is big. Since there's a difference between the two, nonetheless, this is a psul. So there are six involving the nose. Someone who's the bridge area of the nose is sunk in. Even though, what do you call it? That he can, what does that mean? What could he do? He can actually apply ointment in one movement on both his eyes. He doesn't have to work around the bridge of his nose. And that's what a charim is in the Torah. Misha em sachoba bol amala, someone who the middle of his nose points up. Misha okitz chokma note tamata, someone whose tip of the nose points down. Misha chodma akum letzad echad, someone whose nose is crooked. Misha chodma gadol meivarav, someone whose nose is disproportionately large. Misha chodma kata meivarav, or someone who has a very tiny nose. Now, how would you know this? A ketzad misharanosa. How do you measure the if the nose is too big or too small? That's a katana shiado using your pinky. If your nose is larger or smaller than your pinky, that's a mum in the Kohen. So there are three that involve the lips. Yono, so whose upper lip goes out further than the lower one, or vice versa. Misha Svaso Tachono Debesal Yona, lower lip in front of the upper one. And finally, Misha Piv, roughly Bariro, Yore Mepiv. Someone whose like lips hang a lot, and therefore, as a result, he's constantly drooling. There are three that apply to the stomach. Number one, Misha Krisot Saba, someone whose stomach is swollen. Number two, Misha Tiburo Yotze, someone whose belly button goes out. Vena Shokea doesn't go in. Kishar Bani Ada. Number three, Misha Dada Shofan Abitno Kedada Isha. If a man has a breast, his breasts sink low over his stomach. That would also be absurd. So there are three involving the back. Misha Shidrasu Akuma, someone whose spine is crooked, like scoliosis. Misha Atsasa Chulia Mishidrasu, if someone has one of his vertebra slips out from the spinal column, Bain Shabalta Lachot and Nifna Salafnim, whether it sticks out or whether it pushes in, oh Natal Thadin, or whether it goes to the side, Mizeo Bal Chatoteres. That's what it means to have a Bal Chatoteres. Misha Tafak Basar Begaba Manasa Kichoteres, someone basically who's also like a hunchback. Even though his vertebrae is all in place, mikoma, a raisin mum. That's still considered to be a mum. Lachidaf. Shisha biyadayim be'elohim. There are six that apply to the hands. Mishesh biyado etzva yisera betzvos yada people ha yushesh v'shesh. If I have an extra finger on each hand, even though now my hands are identical, if I have six and six, that's absurd. Mimchasach ha seyaseyar kshera. However, if you cut off the extra finger, then it would be kasher. However, if it had a bone, if that extra finger wasn't just cartilage but had a bone, puzzle. Misha chasar etzva miyado, someone who's mixing a finger. Misha shtei etzvos yadav klutos adamata, someone who has fingers that are connected to each other, like web hands adamata minaprak, until well below the joint area. Mimchaschan, if he cut them, mifrishan adaprak kasher. If he cut them and separated them up to the joint area, then it's kasher. Beze parak amru, so which joint? The parak rishon samach achav yadav. So basically the joint that's first off the palm. Misha etzvosa murkevez zu agavizu, someone whose fingers are bent permanently one over the other. Misha pika yotzes migodo, someone who has a projection that comes out of his thumb. Mishu ita yado imino, someone who's left-handed. Mimaya shalo bishte yadav kasher, but if he's ambidextrous, he can still work in the base of mikdash. Therefore, that involve the generals. Misha kis habeitz in gadol v'arachat shemegiel akavosav. Someone basically whose scrotum is very, very large and hangs down to the point of his knees. Misha hagid shelo arachat shemegiel akavosav. Someone whose penis itself is long enough that it reaches to his knees. Misha nimracho ashka behema kisha labeitzim. Someone whose the area around the testicles is crushed. Misha ruach v'ashka v'hum ruach ashech hamor b'tara. The Torah calls someone ruach ashech. Ruach ashech, that's someone who the area around his testicles is too large, it's inflated. Halacha Yud-Gimel. Tesvav b'shokayim v'raglayim v'elohim. So there are 15 that apply to the thigh and leg area. Misha shoka v'akumos achimachab regal regal v'inakabosav nogazo b'zo. So basically, this is what we call bow-legged. Somebody that when they stand up, even when their toes, their feet are staying next to each other, their knees do not touch at all. Misha pikasa yotzeis. This is where the bones of the ankle stick out. That vifika he etzem agul shamala min ekev. This is the that he described the ankle mitzad panim. Udomo the pika shtavos ba'anasha. And basically, it resembles a certain needle that women use when they wove. Misha akva yotzeh acharav. Someone whose heel sticks out. Ad shenimsa hashok ilu hu b'emsaragla omed. So it looks like basically that the shin looks like now it's in the center of the foot area. Misha parsosa rechavos kishel avaz apish enon klutos kishel avaz. Someone whose feet are as wide as like a duck feet, even though they're not, even though the toes aren't connected to each other like duck feet. Misha pika yotza migodo, someone who has a projection sticking out from his large toe. Misha yesh baraglo etzba yisera, apila shesh v'shesh, someone who has extra toes, even if it's 6 and 6, so there's no difference between the feet. Imchasa kasher, if you cut off that extra toe, you're okay, as long as it's all cartilage. Yehusha lo hayaba etzem, as long as there's no bone in there. Misha chisar achas metzvosa ragov, someone's missing one of the toes. Misha etzvosa murkava zu agavizu, someone whose toes are bent over each other. Misha yu etzvosa ragov klutos adamata minaprak, someone whose toes are webbed together until, again, that first joint. Misha yu adprak, oshir chaskanam ufishan kasher, but it's up to the joint, he cuts them, it's fine. Misha ragov kula shave, someone whose foot is entirely straight, meaning shenimsa rokov pas etzvosa grokov bakiva, which means that the width of the front of his foot and his toes is the same as the width of his heel. So it's like one even thing. It looks like it's one straight unit, whereas in normal feet, the toes are wider out than the heel. Misharaglo akuma doma lamagal, shinimsa pasraglo jeshpo hatzvos, makvo kilohim shnei roshe akeshes. So someone who basically, his foot is very, very curved, and the front part, what it called, and the toes appear like, and the heels appear like two ends of an actual bow using like a bow and arrow. Misharegol chalula, someone whose foot is hollow, v'hushia emsa gavoa mel aretz, that means the middle part is raised up off the ground. Nimsa kash omed, when he stands up, omed al akivo, he's only standing on his heel, al etzvos regolav, and his toes. Amekish bar kasol bar big karsula v'ez shemahalef, one whose ankles literally click with each other when he walks. Misha mekish bar kavosa v'ez shemahalef, someone whose knees click also with each other when he walks. And finally, Mishu Ata Baragul Imin, someone who is left footed. Allah Yidal. Arba Bechola Gufe Elohim. So there are four that involve the entire body as a whole. Number one, Mishu Gufo Gadol Mevarav, someone whose middle part, whose torso, is larger than his limbs. Mishu Gufo Kata Mevarav, someone whose torso is smaller than his limbs. Ha'aruch Biyoser, someone who's very, very, very tall. And finally, Hananas, who a Katsa Biyoser, basically a dwarf, someone who's very short. Ashu Muflagam Shar'am. He's so short that he looks separate from the rest of the people. One second. Okay, lachat esvav. Shmona ba'or habasar ve'ilohim. So there are eight involving the skin. Okay, hakushi, someone who has very, very dark skin. Alava miyosar kamogvina, someone who basically has very, very white skin, like we would call today someone who's an albino. He calls it like white like cheese. Ha'adam kashani, someone who is very, very red skin. Bale negam tohorim shenishtana or machmas atzmo kumohaboa, someone who has like skin blemishes, but these are not ones that would be make him tummy. Something internal caused it to take place. That's a boha. Shenishtana or machmas davar acher, that your skin changed because something external to it. Tzareves hamechva v'zebuchal negam tohorim. For instance, let's say the scarring that comes from a burn. Misha haisa ba'or panav shuma sheish ba sear, someone who has a mole that has hair on it. We saw this a long time ago by Ishus. Afish in a Kisar elaculture, even if it's very, very tiny. Misha Haisa Ba'or Panav Shuma Kisar O Yoser, someone who has a mole on his face, the size of an Isar more. Balei Hadildulin, Mehushi Dabdal Or Rebatsur Lachluchis. Also, when a person should have like a discharge on his skin. If there's any area of his skin that has like a growth of the discharge, all that would be considered a mum. Now there's four other human blemishes. They're not necessarily body located, but you'll see what he means. Ve'lohen, a cheresh, someone who's deaf. Ashotes, someone who is mentally incompetent. Van nichba, afil yam ravim, someone who's an epileptic. And mishu ruach ra, mivatato tamen oba itin yiduin. Someone who has like this ruach ra, which someone interpret, meaning he's very sad often, or what we call clinically depressed, or some other psychological condition from it that happens on either on occasion or consistently. Lachid zayin, to finish out the parak. Nimsu kola mumen, I post them kohanim, me'ev arbaim b'zeo kolam. So it turns out there are 140 total blemishes that can prevent a kohen from working in the temple. Shmona barosh, eight in the head. Shnayim v'savar, two in the neck. Tisha baznayim, nine in the ears. Hamisha b'gvinim, five in the eyelids. V'shiva b'risayin, seven in the eyelashes. V'tisha sar b'nayim, 19 in the eyes. V'tisha b'chotem, nine in the nose. V'tisha b'pen, nine in the mouth. V'sholsha b'etem, three in the stomach. V'sholsha b'gav, three in the back. V'shiva b'yadayim, seven in the hands. V'shisha sar b'yivari hazera, 16 involving genitals. V'esim b'raglayim, 20 on the legs. V'shmona b'cholakuf, eight encompassing the entire body. Ushmana ba'or habasar and eight on the skin. V'shiva ba'koach haguf v'recho is seven that involve things like the strength of the body and the smell. V'gvar nifritu kulon ha'karacha, the Ram explained all of them. V'ilu pasul, now, and that's, there's one last category. As we saw, there were three categories before. There was a mumen that apply both to men, and to humans and to animals. A mumen only to humans, and there's maris ayin. Misha nishar risa enav, if someone has lost all the hair of his eyelids, afisha nishar hasera b'ikaron, even though the roots are remaining, can't work as a marasayan. And a misha nitlo shinav, someone who had all his teeth removed, also can't work on the mikdash because of marasayan. Okay, that ends parakhes. We'll do parakhes and finish off BS and mikdash tomorrow.